Okay, good morning. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 1st of October. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Ian Strafford Taylor, the CEO of FairFX. Very good morning to you, Ian.
Morning.
Before I go into some details, I've done a little bit of homework. Always ask a debutant on Tip TV, what football team do you support?
Everton, for my sins.
Right. I've just gone 1-0 up. Okay, some backgrounds on FairFX Group. Joined the AIM market in early August at 45 pence per share. Shares are now circa 76p. They're a low-cost currency provider based in the city. Ian was formerly an investment banker.
Try not to mention that too often.
They had their interims this week, which showed strong revenue growth and gave an upbeat outlook in the statement. They're regularly voted as the most competitive on rates by sites such as moneysupermarket.com. David, who the PR company, has used one of your prepaid cards, which is basically always loaded at the best rates. And he's put, how do they make, and that makes for an interesting question and answer, how do you get such good rates? Their strategy is to continue to gain market share in what is obviously a volume market in prepaid cards, physical currency, one-off trades, and what they've branded Fair Pay, which is for regular account-to-account electronic transfers. The 52-week high, i.e. the high for the year, 77 pence. The 52-week low, i.e. since August, down at 46p. You've currently got a market cap of 50 million. Your mnemonic, if you want to look at it, is FFX, OK? I think, before we've even done this interview, I'd want to buy into this company. I promise you, I sat in a queue at a bank yesterday and this little old lady said, oh, I want to sell some euros. And the teller went, you should go down to the FX place down the road, OK, because you'll get a better rate. The banks are turning the business away. The spreads in the banks, OK, you could get a double-decker bus route. Fire away, young man.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, when we first looked at the travel currency market, it looked to be very old economy. We stand in queues, you queue up to get physical notes, you then hop on a plane and take them back where they came from. It's a bit kind of dark ages. So we decided to apply some technology to it. So okay. High tech, if you will, and also some bad practices there. So 0% commission you see at the airport, very misleading. So if you think of us as high tech with a high level of honesty, it's kind of our sort of strategy from the get-go. So we started off with travel money. As you mentioned, the prepaid card, so we do a euro one and a dollar one. So it's like having a euro bank account when you go to Europe. Save a lot of money by using it. Why wouldn't you? The last piece of it was to make it as easy as possible to become a customer. So
okay. Again,
it's all online. There's no queuing. It's done in seconds. You can become a customer in literally 15 seconds. Why wouldn't you do it? You're going to save a lot of money. Everyone should do it. It's a question of getting the message out, is the honest
right.
truth.
And how do you get the message out?
To start with, it was PR, partnerships, so affiliations, obviously Money Supermarket. You mentioned we had a customer through them. We have to pay them something for that. But
okay.
Nevertheless, they do rank the cars based on what is the cheapest, what's the best, and we're always up at the top.
Right.
We make sure that we are. More latterly, last year, we ran a TV ad for a little period. And part of the reason for the placing that we did this year in August was to raise funds so we could expand the marketing campaign. So if you think about it right at this moment in time, you know, we interface with our customers on, you know, through apps, tablets, mobiles.
Okay.
So we've got quite cool stuff,
right,
which is getting cooler all the time. Plus, we're trying to take business away from the banks, and you know, no one particularly likes them at the moment.
Yep.
So it's pushing against an open door, and we view it as a land grab right now that we need to get on with it.
Okay.
Hence the reason for raising
it. Because it's quite competitive, isn't it? If I walk around the city now, there seems to be as many FX bureaus as there are banks.
Well, it's competitive in that physical cash space, and it is getting more competitive in our sort of card space. But the flexibility of a card, you know, it's fantastic. We even see, you know, let's say after the Scottish referendum and the pound went up, we had loads of people, we had a record day, people loading cars.
Really?
You're not going on holiday that day,
okay.
But they might be going in a couple of months' time,
right.
But they see the rate's good. fill up a bit now, pay for a bit of the holiday now.
Right.
So you see all sorts of activity there, and you know the rate you're getting, and that's the difference.
Because in the simplest form, when I go to the Far East, every time I put my NatWest card in, day one, OK, the card gets blocked, OK, and then I get a text message, please phone back to London. Hey. I phone them up, I held them for 20 minutes, OK, then I get a bill when I come back, and it's £25.
What's wrong with the bank? What's wrong with the, you know, the current banks? They just don't want the business? Or what's the whole...
They do want the business. I think the key to it is that the amount of money they make from this is so enormous, I mean, gargantuan. They don't really talk about it.
Right.
And right now, we're a little bit of a gnat's bite on their rear end. We're not significant enough to really make them change behaviour. But if you look through all their results, they don't particularly make money out of current accounts. There's a lot of things they don't make money at. We all know that. FX, they do.
Right.
So just keep shtum about it.
Right.
So, you know, your typical debit or credit card, they'll charge you 3% when you use it out of currency and other things for using ATMs.
Okay. Well, just, I mean, I lived in Spain for 8 years. Every month I'd be sending 50p, you know, backwards and forwards. And, you know, the rate was horrific. You know, it was like, you know, it was like, say it's 128 on pound euro at the moment. It would be 128.30. And then they charge you £9 or £10 just for transferring it. And
yeah.
It takes 2 or 3 days and the whole, I mean, just a total nightmare. It was worth coming back just not to do that again, you know, for two.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have made hundreds of pounds out of me. Are you going to go into that area or is it just the travel side?
Yeah, no, for sure. We're already in that area with the FairPay product. So you can wire money backwards and forwards, no transfer charge. It's all in the FX rate. Very transparent.
So you can actually see what the rate, you know, because I mean, there obviously they knew what I was trying to do. I was trying to send, you know, money, you know, send pounds to Spain. They knew what I was doing. So it's like, here's your rate, because you know, and you know, it's not just, you know.
Well, they almost make you feel like you're doing them a favour, like you know, sort of, you know, and they're saying, well, this is so difficult to do, but we can wire money and exchange it and send it somewhere else, like it's a really difficult thing to do. It really isn't.
Right.
So it's a question of us getting that message out that there's an alternative. We all shop around for flights and car insurance and everything else, but with FX, I think people sort of got a little bit of a blind spot.
But maybe it's also larger amounts of money that people didn't feel sort of, you know, if I'm trying to transfer £5,000 or £10,000, they're not sure about the company that they're dealing with.
Yeah.
There was that sort of aspect as well. I mean, that type of regulatory aspect. So therefore, I'd rather, you know, give, you know, £100 to First Direct for doing nothing, rather than risk...
With a reputable bank, you mean?
Well, it's exactly, a lovely bank like... Yes, exactly, yes. I mean, that was the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, early days, you know, if you look at the sort of chronology of our website, it started off very corporate, you know, who are we? You need to trust us type of thing, but we're sort of getting more past that, a little bit more upbeat. And the AIM listing won't hurt either in terms of our credibility.
Mm.
But right from day one, we invested heavily in technology and the security of that technology. So we have the highest level of banking security, if you will.
Right.
So we can store data, you know, we're very, very secure from that angle, which is another key part of this kind of perceived risk. But ultimately, for me to take sterling from you, switch into another currency and wire it somewhere else is a very simple thing for us to do.
Right.
We can do that online, on a mobile, on an app, save yourself a load of money. And securely.
So how do you get such good rates?
Because of, if you will, that blank sheet of paper, we started off with, you know, no offices, branches, you know, banks and bureaux de change, they've got all this bricks and mortar everywhere. It's tech, you know, same as how can online travel insurance or car insurance, the same model, disintermediation. All we've got, you know, is you know, a massive system, some IT guys, and we can just do it cheaper because we don't have all that overhead.
Right. We've loaded your share chart.
I know.
Okay, let's
lovely,
put that
yeah.
on the screen, can we? Now, even if you don't believe in the charts, okay, this is quite possibly the finest chart I've ever seen. Well, certainly this year. There's an old saying that I use, going up like a homesick angel. This is one-way traffic, isn't it?
Seems to be currently, you know, we're obviously very pleased with it. I mean, that's part of the reason for coming to the market was access to capital to grow the business aggressively.
Yeah.
So as we stand right now, the interims went down well. They came out yesterday. So we just carry on doing what we're doing.
Right.
Trading's going very well at the moment. Hopefully we'll have lots of good things to announce before the end of the year. So
okay.
I'm positive.
So it sounds like a fantastic story.
Yes, well, it's like
it's
a charity
too good to
compared
be.
Well,
to
I think you know, we see a number of companies, okay, and you know, we want to be thought provoking on Tip TV, okay? And some of the companies we've sort of scratched our heads a bit, haven't we, Zach? And thought, would I invest in that? Okay, yeah. Because you know, it's some of them have been a little bit, let's say, extreme, okay, in yeah. what they're trying to do. But this looks like a good, solid business, okay. And a man in the street, if he knows that he's getting 125 in the bank, and you're giving him 127, yeah. and it's secure. This is going to be one-way traffic, I would have thought.
I'd recommend people become a customer first and then...
Right. And in terms of credit checks, OK, or anything like that? Or is it just literally park your money, get your prepaid card?
There's no credit check involved. We have to do an ID check. There's all sorts of complicated anti-money laundering checks that you have to do. But that's all online. You wouldn't even know it's going on. So it's pure ID check. There's no stain on your credit record or anything like that. We have to establish you are who you say you are.
Fine.
So it flings off the electoral roll and things like that.
And you're currently the prepaid. You're doing it in euros and dollars. And what's the minimum? And what's the minimum amount that you can sort of?
£50.
£50.
Yeah.
So it's a low entry level as well.
Very low entry.
And that money stays there until you spend it effectively.
Yeah.
There's no expiry date on the card.
There is 3 years, but you can renew it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
I've got to say, it's absolutely, for me, the first tip, OK, I'm going to give on Tip TV this morning, is look at your website. I, for one, am going to get a prepaid card.
Delighted to hear it. Wonderful. Hopefully we can establish your ID.
Ian, thank you very much indeed for your time. That was very enjoyable. Please come back in the future. Hopefully you enjoyed that enough.
We'll do.
And please don't wait till Everton win. But we'll talk about that another time.